Thank you, Gabriel, again, for that wonderful meditation. It always puts us in such a perfect spot for the evening's fun. So, our thanks and love. Now, Joan would like to say a couple of things before we move on.
Okay. I would like to talk to you about the master sessions that we have been holding in the last few months. These sessions were designed to help everyone get to know each other better, as well as creating a space to discuss how everyone was integrating the concepts and the energetics of the formal classes. Joanne Pulis, who is a member of Seating in the Divine Level 2 group, has very graciously volunteered to facilitate these gatherings. Thank you, Joanne. As we have moved further into the teachings, a decision was made to provide anyone in the Level 1 group to join the Level 2 group. This would require twice monthly sessions. One would be live and the other would be recorded. Hopefully, this will accomplish what we have desired is in this merging process by the spring of 2018 before our conference. We still see a need to hold these master sessions, but the format has to be adjusted to serve the needs of our community as the course escalates. There is a need to provide a space to explore the materials and how they are used, and also provide discussions about how the current sessions are being integrated in ways that help individuals change their life experience and develop a broader sense of well-being. Discussions around any difficulties where the community can offer their experience with the materials is also being provided by these gatherings. Most importantly, you are able to share the aha moments. These types of sessions provide a safe environment to explore the vast energetics that we are continually receiving. This is a co-creative format that we are hoping to develop here. It's no longer about having a teacher that tells you what to do and how to do it. It's about stepping into your mastery and using the materials to affect a change in your life so you can remember who you really are as a capable individual who is divine and who can make decisions for themselves that are in their best interest. These environments help to fill the energetic gap between being told what to do and deciding what is best for you. An environment where there is sharing provides experiential learning. We encourage you to take advantage of these sessions. I know that you have very busy lives, and sometimes not all of you will be able to attend these sessions, but as often as you can, we surely encourage you to do so. Now, I'd like to turn this over for a few moments to Joanne to talk about some of the changes that are on the horizon as far as these master calls are concerned. Joanne, if you want to go ahead and press star 6 and tell us about...
Can you hear me? Oh, brilliant. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Joan and John. It's a delight to be here. And I'd really like to acknowledge everyone in this class, whether you're here live or going to listen to the recording. This work is tremendous, and your participation is so needed at this time. And I'd really, you know, I heard you, Joan, when you talked about the masterclass calls being about, you know, building a coherent community. But as for those who did participate, I'd really like to acknowledge as well, because it was through those calls that the awareness of the mastery within the Seating Divine actually led to discussions and opening up this merger. So it's a direct reflection of when we participate, how things can move and shift. Now, for these calls, there's so much material that's coming, and what is being done in level two, you'll hear it in my voice and feeling it is off the charts. It is absolutely amazing and wonderful, and we are being drawn so strongly to co-create not only with the masters and the light beings from many different realms, but with each other. And so this is part of the practice of that we'll be playing with in the master calls. So there's so much in the sessions that's being provided. So there'll be part of the content. It will be fairly simple to start with. And then it's dynamic enough that we'll shift it as we go along. And this is where the co-creation process comes in, where these, if you feel them as your calls, what do you need in order to excel in your own way? And then it becomes co-creative. So part of it will be a review of the session contents. And those who are interested, we can map out the whole landscape of the components. There'll be a Q&A session, but from the perspective of we know that everyone is a master. So you're not asking a master or you're not asking a teacher to respond. You're actually asking of yourself and opening up that portal for you to receive your own wisdom and guidance. And we work together to see what comes forth, and then the sharing and experiential learning, sometimes through catalyzing and facilitating life experiences, we open up whole new realms of possibility. So that's the brief outline. Now, you'll be receiving an email within the next couple of days just to make sure that there are no logistical problems for dates, that we're pretty aligned with what kind of works for everyone. So I'll just give you the seed of that it will be either Monday, Friday, or Sunday evening, and it will be every other week. And then we're going to open up a weekend call, whether Saturday or Sunday morning, for the international participants. And if that will be once a month, and it will be an alternating week, but it will, if we find that we need more, then we'll put another weekend session in as well. So it would be up to four sessions a month. Two in the evenings, alternating weeks, and two on weekends, alternating weeks. So you'll get an email, and if you would please respond to that with, there'll be instructions in the email about which ones you'll be able to attend, and the ones that the most people can attend, those will be the days that we pick. So thank you again for participating, and this is an amazing journey that I'm so delighted to share with everyone. So thank you.
Thanks, Joanne.
Very kind. Very good. We sure appreciate that, and we certainly appreciate Joanne's enthusiasm. Not that it's obvious, but, you know, just in case people don't know it.